السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. وقال عيسى: إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الکریم. Respected brothers and sisters, today throughout the world, the largest majority of the world are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And in reality, he was not even born on December 25th. There is no evidence historically that the birth of Jesus took place on December 25th. Very later on, it has started celebrating at the birth of Jesus. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy has protected us from this wrong belief. They are believing Jesus is the Son of God. They are believing in Trinity, which is totally against of the Aqidah of Islam. We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone and He has no son or daughter or family and He is independent. This is the message of Surah Al-Ikhlas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. That's why this surah is so important and so virtuous that just by reciting this surah three times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you the thawab and reward equivalent to the recitation of the whole Quran. Because one third of the Quran is the message of Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, as ulama say, we should recite Suratul Ikhlas abundantly, and we should teach our children also to recite Suratul Ikhlas, because whole world is celebrating the birth of Jesus and they're regarding as the Son of God. The main purpose of our existence in this dunya, in this world, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Az-Zariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we have not created insan and jinn but only for our worship, for our ibadah. And how we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we should obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down approximately 124,000 prophets and the messengers to guide the mankind from Adam alayhi salam till our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah. Among these 124,000 prophets and messengers, there are about 113 to 115 are Rasul, the messengers of Allah. And now there is a difference between Nabi and Rasul, prophet and the messenger. Nabi is the lower category and Rasul is a higher category. Meaning that every Rasul has the new Sharia, new divine scripture. And the Nabi did not have the special book of the Sharia, but rather he follows the Sharia or book of the previous Rasul. That's why every Rasul can be Nabi, but every Nabi cannot be Rasul. Among these 315 or 13, according to different riwayat, Rasuls and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name of 25 prophets from Adam alayhi salam till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 25 names are mentioned. The rest of the names of the prophets and Rasul we don't know, but we have to believe. This is what the Imam Mufassal we learn and we teach to our kids. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al akhir wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. So these are the fundamental beliefs. We believe in all the rusuls, all the messengers, all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the angels, regardless we know their names or not, regardless they are mentioned in the Holy Quran or not, but we still have to believe. And among these 313 or 15 Rasul, there are five Ulul Azm, very steadfast Rasul and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These Ulul Azm messengers and Rasul are Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, who preached 950 years, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Ruhullah wa Kalimatullah, and our beloved Rasul Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah. So these are the five Ulul Azm steadfast Rasuls amongst all the messengers. So meaning these five have more status, high positions, even amongst the, all the prophets. And one of those is Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam is the Nabi or Rasul that he was the last Rasul and messengers amongst the Bani Israel. It said Bani Israel, children of Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, they say, and from Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, and his progeny continues. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam, and amongst the Bani Israel, approximately 4,000 prophets and Rasul came. So, Isa alayhi salam was the last prophet or messenger amongst the Bani Israel. And then it is swift to Bani Ismail, the other son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it was only one Rasul came after Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is the Rasul Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he became Khatimul Nabiyyin and Sayyidul Mursaleen. Now Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born 2000 years from now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the knowledge of Torah, which was the Musa alayhi salam's, you know, book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Musa alayhi salam a new Old Testament, which is called Torah. And so, and then Isa alayhi salam will descend according to our aqidah and mention of the Holy Quran prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then he will preach and he will rule over the Ummah according to the Holy Quran, according to the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he is the only one prophet, extraordinary virtue about him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the knowledge of Torah, which was previous Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon him the special book, which is called Injil or Gospel or Bible. And then when he will descend, he will follow the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he will follow the Holy Quran. So three divine books Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam will be following. Now, between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam's birth and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's, you know, ascendance to the heaven, there are 571 years of the gap. When this incident took place, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him up to the heaven, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, is 571 years. There was no Nabi, no Rasul came in this dunya. Now, Isa alayhi salatu salam's family was very, very pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in the Holy Quran 25 times. As the name of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only mentioned 5 times in the Holy Quran. But it doesn't mean that Isa alayhi salam is higher than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as Sayyidul Mursaleen. And because he was born miraculously through his mother, Maryam alayhi salam, so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a special virtue to his mother, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu salam. Now, little bit history back, that his grandfather, meaning the parents of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, they were also very pious. According to riwayat, Hazrat Imran, which was mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Imran, the whole surah was named after the grandparents of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a special surah in the Holy Quran with regard to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu salam. And she is the only auspicious and pious lady which was mentioned with name in the Holy Quran. You will not find any other name of any woman in the Holy Quran other than Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala normally mentioned Imra'atu Nuh, Imra'atu Ibrahim, Imra'atu Lut, Imra'atu Fir'aun, etc. Never mention the name of the woman other than Hadrat Maryam alayhi salatu salam. And Ulama explained the reason why is mentioned, because people used to believe that Isa alayhi salam is son of God. To remove this misconception and wrong aqidah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again mentioned name of Maryam alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, Masih ibn Maryam. To clarify that Isa alayhi salam is not son of God, but he is son of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu salam. So about 30 or 31 times the name of Maryam alayhi salam also mentioned in the whole Quran. Now in different surahs, more than 11 surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the incident of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, especially Surah Al Imran, Surah Al Nisa, Surah Al Ma'idah, Surah Al Maryam, and Surah Al Saff, etc. Now, the grandparents of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Imran, he was a very pious person and he was the Imam of Masjid Al Aqsa. And people used to respect him. And his wife was Hazrat Hannah, who is the mother of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, Hanna or Hina. So she was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant me a son, and if you grant me the son, then I'll devote my son for the service of the Masjid al-Aqsa. I will not take any worldly work from him, but rather I will devote him for the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Imran, Isqalat Imratu Imran, again, Isqalat Imratu Imran. When the Imran's wife, not mentioned the Hina, Imran's wife make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi inni nazartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni innaka antas samiul alim, that I'm feeling that I'm pregnant now, so I don't know what is there inside my womb, but you know better, but whatever is there, I'm devoting, I'm making an oath that I'm going to devote my son for the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. فَلَمَّا وَدَعْتَهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَدَعْتُهَا أُنْسَى. When she gave birth, she was expecting boy, but it became girl, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Or she was surprised And see what little said, because she said, I have made an oath that if I get son, I will devote to the service of the Masjid Al-Aqsa, but now I got a daughter, and Wallahu alamu bima wadat, Allah knows what I have delivered. Walaysa zakaru kal unsa, and the girl cannot be like a boy. Is not similarity. Wa inni sammaytuha Maryam, but anyway, it is not under my control. Whatever you granted me, I am going to accept it, I am going to take it. And I named her as Maryam. Now in the Suryani language, the Maryam meaning a servant, servant of God. So I name her, wa inni sammaytuha Maryam, wa inni u'idhuha bika wa zurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim, and I ask your protection. You must protect my daughter and all her progeny from the shaitan, from the devil. So this is the dua of the Maryam's mother. فَتَقَبَّلْهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. So Allah, because she was very sincere, she was making dua with ikhlas and sincerity, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, even she was girl, she was not a boy, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted her بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ, in the right way, in the nice way. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتٍ حَسَنًا, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought her also in a very good way. وَكَفَّلَا زَكَرِيَا, and Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, who was the uncle, maternal uncle of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, meaning Hazrat Zakariya's wife and Hazrat Maryam's mother Hina, they were sisters. So Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam had no children, and later on when he found, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam found, when he used to go to the mihrab, he used to found the fruits out of season. So he used to ask, "Anna laki hada?" قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزقكم من يشاء بغير حساب. So he used to surprise that how you getting the fruits out of season. There, no one is allowed in this mihrab, in this cubicle, to come and to see you. You are secluded in this portion, in this room. So who is bringing these fruits for you? So she said, no one is coming, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing me direct from the heaven. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam in the corner of Masjid al-Aqsa, and Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam became her guardian. So you can see how pious progeny and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of this family. And then one day she was there and she found a strange man, which was Jibreel alayhi salam, came in the form of human being, and she was very scared, and she said, if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please stay away from me. No one is allowed here. I am devoted to the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, don't worry, I am not a human being. I am the angel Jibreel, and I came to give you this glad tiding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected you to become the mother of his prophet Isa alayhi salam. And then we know the story. And in the childhood, when she brought this newborn baby to the people, they started accusing and blaming and slandering to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam instructed her, don't talk. If they ask you the question, just say inni sa'imun, that I am fasting, and whatever you have the question, you ask to my newborn baby. So she indicated that towards the baby, and they say, how we can talk to the baby? She is the newborn baby. How is she going to answer our questions? So immediately, miraculously, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam started talking. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَوَصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ بَعْدُمْ تُعِيَّا, etc. So they were amazed, and then they started believing this is the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us. But according to riwayat, only Hazrat Isa alayhi salam started preaching and proclaiming and inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the age of 30. And after 3 years, he was taken away. So the life of his prophethood was only 3 years. And within these 3 years, through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's shown so many miracles. Like he used to cure the blind person, used to restore his eyesight. He used to cure the leper person. He used to make the bird out of clay, and he used to blow, and that bird used to be alive and used to fly away. and is to mention that what you ate today and what you store in your room, in your house. So there are so many miracles. And is to go to any graveyard and is to say Kumbi Iznillah, you wake up with the name of Allah. So that dead person used to be alive from the grave. And people used to be amazed, they used to see all these miracles, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted miracles to each and every prophet to prove that they are special people selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever they are saying is true, they are the messengers and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every Nabi has the miracles and something to prove it, that they are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he shown all these miracles, but with all these things, only approximately 80 people accepted Islam on the hand of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And among these 80 people, there were only 12 disciples, like Hawariyin, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Sahaba. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam had Hawariyin, a close followers of Isa alayhi salam. So there were only 12. So this much of we can find out from the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And after the age of 33 years, the incident of crucifixion took place. Inshallah, in my next Friday, I will conclude my talk with regard to the crucifixion and resurrection. According to Christian belief, that he was crucified, and then after 3 days he passed away, he died, and after 3 days he was resurrected, and then he went to the heaven. But inshallah, I'll clarify it in my next talk. May Allah bless us.